What's up, ATMMA fans? Coming at you hot and off the cuff. I like to do this off the cuff. I'm actually driving right now. I know it sounds dangerous. Promise I'm being careful though. Both hands on the wheel at all times. I got you. Seatbelt, paying attention, making sure you're watching out for kids in cars. I got you, fans. I got you. That being said, I like doing these like this. I don't like to sit at home and make bullet points and have the whole segment ready and know exactly what I'm going to say. Like, it doesn't seem as real. Like, I like to have off the cuff, and it seems more legitimate like that, you know? With that being said, did anybody catch the first fight of the heavyweight Grand Prix for Bellator with Chael Sonnen versus Rampage Jackson? It's a good fight. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't spectacular. I love both guys. I didn't like Chael that much at first, whenever I first came on the MMA scene, but that's what he wanted. I didn't like him because of the Anderson Silva. I'm freaking diehard Anderson Silva nut rider. Dick rider, for sure. Anderson Silva's the GOAT. That being said, yeah, it was a good fight. Rampage vs. Chael was a good fight. Chael's never fought a heavyweight before, so that was the X factor. No one knew. Everyone says size matters. Size matters. And it does matter to an extent. Chael Sonnen was on the reserve Olympic team wrestling. Chael Sonnen is a badass wrestler. That dude can wrestle his ass off. That being said, Rampage has always been pretty good at stuffing takedowns. You know, Rampage fought for a long time. Fought in Pride, UFC. Rampage goes back for a minute. He's been around for a minute. Rampage is one of my favorite, man. When him and freaking Rashad did coach the Ultimate Fighter, that was great, man. Rampage broke half the door down, freaking out, getting pissed off. Surprised he didn't get mad at Chael for anything crazy. He was actually super civil about a lot of stuff. But with that being said, that first round was a boxing match. It was weird. Neither guys throw kicks, really. Why? Because Rampage doesn't want to throw a kick and get taken down from it. And Chael would rather take you down than throw a kick. Chael's looking for one thing. He's looking for that double leg. He's looking to shoot, get the double leg, get on top, ground and pound, beat your face in. That's what he does. Not a fan of the fighting style, but it's effective. It works. Those of you who think that fighting is all about standing up, you're ignorant. You really are. I take it back. I'm sorry. I don't want to say ignorant. That was rude. You're not informed. You're very misinformed. You've watched too much boxing. Boxing is one form of fighting. There's kicks, there's elbows, there's knees, there's groundwork. That's fighting for you. If a guy can take you down, or a woman, if a person can take you down, take your back, and choke you out unconscious, and no one's there to stop that person, they can keep choking you until you die. That's just facts. That being said, that first round between Rampage and Chael was a boxing match. And Chael told everybody what his plan was. We both knew Chael's gonna go for double, Rampage is gonna go for some bombs. He is gonna throw bombs. And they did, that first round was crazy. And Chael had a few double legs that he tried taking, but he wasn't successful. And even he said he finally found some angles. And when he found them angles, he hit the double leg and took him down. And it went the distance. Which is crazy. When's the last time Rampage Jackson went the distance? I don't know. I'd have to look that up. Probably been a minute. I say that, and it might not have been. Anyways, Rampage doesn't fight for five rounds. I was actually impressed by that. Chael gets the decision. Like I said, it wasn't a great fight, but it was a good fight. I respected it for what it was. That being said, Chael moves on to the next round. He fights the winner of Fedor Emelianenko versus Frank Mir. Oh, Frank Mir's big. Frank Mir cuts against a freaking heavyweight. Heavyweight's anywhere from 206 pounds to 265 pounds. That weight class is huge. And Frank Mir has to cut weight to make 265 right now. Fedor does not. Chael probably wants to fight Fedor. But you can't come out and just say that. Because then what if Fedor loses? And what if Fedor wins, but then he's hurt? So he has to pull out. So then there's a reserve. And then he has to fight the reserve. And if he has to fight the reserve, we don't know exactly who that will be. It could be Justin Wren, it could be a lot of people, it could be Chet Congo, who knows. So you can't sit there and bank on the fact that you're going to fight one guy in this tournament. I hope Chael gets what he wants. I hope the best for him. He's definitely not the favorite in this tournament, but I hope the best for everybody. I mean, it's tough because I do have favorites, but I try not to lean towards that whenever talking about it. Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be a winner and there's always going to be a loser. And it's great for the winner and it's terrible for the loser. No one gets to see the loser. You know, when they're showing the cameras, they're always on the winner and his hands are always raised and he's cheering. His coaches are happy. His family's happy. But if you take a close look, there's another guy in that ring too. And he's not feeling those type of emotions. He's the opposite. Sometimes he might have gotten knocked out. And it's... Guys, if you've never been knocked out smooth, it's hard. It's rough. It's rough to come back from because you're sitting there and your whole brain gets shut off. Everything, it just gets shut off. So when you come back, did I really just get knocked out? I lost? Really? Man. And got all these people cheering for the other guy. This guy's cheering in the same octagon as you. Y'all in the same vicinity. And he's cheering. And you don't even know what happened. It's tough. Or if you lose by decision, you get to sit there and, man, I should have done this, I should have done that. It's tough. It is. Man, there's no other sport like MMA, guys. There really isn't. Now, with that being said, let's move on to the Douglas Lima versus Roy McDonald title fight. And boy, did that one deliver. Douglas Lima is all the hype that we thought he was. If you guys don't know Douglas Lima, former 170-pound champion in Bellator. Roy McDonald, he moved to Bellator recently. He fought, mine just went blank right now. Kickboxer, UK guy, Mama Blank. Anyways, he beat him, took him down, beat him, gets the title shot, fights Douglas Lima. Douglas Lima is a monster. He is huge for 170 pounds. Douglas Lima won rounds, won a round on Roy McDonald. And if you can win a round on Roy McDonald, you're legit. Because Roy McDonald is the elite of the elite. Now, if anybody knows who GSP George Rush St. Pierre is, then you know GSP is one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. GSP said Roy McDonald is the next coming. That is his protege. Roy McDonald, GSP, the GOAT. That's his protege. And he don't just co-sign on anybody. I've never heard him co-sign on anybody but Roy McDonald. He's the truth. I forget which round it was, but Douglas Lima was throwing leg kicks, son. He was throwing some bomb leg kicks. And he hit Roy hard. He hit him so hard at one point, it swept him out from his feet. Roy hit the ground, and you could just see this giant, giant hematoma on the side of his calf. Or shin. It was huge. I've never seen a hematoma that big, much less on somebody's shin. You know how hard it is to swell up somebody's shin bone? And then as soon as Roy gets dropped in the leg kick, Douglas Lima runs over there and snaps two more on him. It was crazy. But Roy's such a freaking phenom. In between rounds, Roy had to make a new game plan. Roy made a whole new game plan in between rounds. Adjusted. Took him down. Beat him. Yeah, it was decision. But Roy was on one leg. Roy wanted to give up. He said it on the Ariel Helwani interview. He wanted to give up. So there's never been a moment where I really wanted to quit. But he didn't. See, guys, there's a moment in every athlete's career where you hit that. Like, you might have went through some hard times and Roy McDonald's went to some wars. He's not called the Red King for nothing. And just because he's from Canada and their colors of the flag is red and white doesn't mean that's why they call him the Red King. He's the Red King because he delivers. He bleeds. He goes out there and gives everything. And he delivered. Roy came through, man. It was a good fight. Roy, that fight was more about heart and adversity than anything. Who wanted it more? And yeah, Douglas Lima wanted it more. I mean, not more, but Douglas Lima wanted it, but Roy wanted it more.